And speaking of all that, our next reader is Tim Levine.
I was going to dedicate the reading of a poem to Lumpkin. Are you there, Lump? Well, this was just the reciting of it, actually. It's straight out of the Golden Trashery of Ogden Nashery. It has to do with finding a short poem. And it's a nature poem also. For you, Kurt. If you're called by a panther, don't answer. That's it. I was looking for an ineffective commercial solution here, because what we're concerned with in large part is getting the poetry to get to work for us and cut through some of the schlosh here, expose the people who are looking for ways to develop some kind of notoriety or something like that, at whatever cost. So does this go up? Yeah. I think that's the wrong one. This, I think. There we go. That was better than I could have imagined.
I'm afraid I leaned on it.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah, well.
It doesn't like being leaned on.
I noticed. Anyway, here is the ineffective commercial solution to the people that are really trying to figure out how to get a sense of worth. This is from personal experience in my younger days. "What did you do today?" she said. "To make the world a better place." I bit my lip and scratched my head. My effort to escape disgrace. I combed my mind in futile search for some disclosure I might hone into a stand where I might perch out of her sight, safe on the phone. And then it came, like money in the bank. Ha! I put the vanish in my toilet tank. How trivial, you might reply. Your stubbornness I would reject. I'll praise my action to the sky. Your offhand diss is now suspect. My guess, you have not done the same. Used what was called the power system, and your defense reveals your shame. Brave little tablets, can't resist them. My early toilet training I must thank. I've hung the vanish in my toilet tanks. How is the world a better place? She asks from her high moral stance, thinking to drown me in disgrace. Instead, I gaze at her askance. How could she in this posture tarry? Has she no couth nor any shame? The box declares it sanitary. That's clean by any other name. For cleanliness and godlessness, godliness, we thank high heaven we have vanished for our tank. And that one day when I was feeling blue and self-esteem was fading fast, I hit upon one thing to do, to thwart depression now at last. I needed sense of worth, to be quite frank. So I hung vanish in my toilet tank. And Peter at the gate shall ask, when I perform my final task, you'll be an angel, but what rank? Well, I hung vanish in my toilet tank.
Thank you.
We've talked about the need for surprise. And I got... Oh, thank you, sir. We rehearsed this before this. I found myself in a situation where there was going to be a masked ball. And I was going to write this, write a poem that I was going to call something about about masked balls. And I decided I'd be leaving myself open for. We were given a chance to make our own masks, and it was a very limited situation. We had, a couple sheets of paper, and scissors, and some glue, and so I was photographed there wearing my mask and trying to figure out what this was all about. Here, I'll let you take a look at it. And it was quite something. I hadn't seen most of these people, but I'd just seen them for about a week off and on. And about 20 people came up to me and said, "Hi, Tim." No, it just didn't work. Face mask. Paper and glue. Spectacles held it there. Shoved them right through the mask. Gave me freedom. And freed others. For good. You know how that works. You know, nobody knows who you are. You know nobody else is. Everybody's friendly. Strangers. Form a network. Care and help freely flow. Where do they go when the masks come off? Oh, yeah. Real masks. I was afraid I wouldn't get this back. Waking, I have insomnia, so it could be any time, to NPR, National Public Radio, to Network of Strangers. They have a thing on the radio where you can write in this, I believe, and this one fellow wrote about the network of strangers, how we are sustained, particularly in this country, by a network of strangers. You try falling down the street and people help you up. But one place they didn't help me up was when I was going through the security check in Boston. I had driven down from the north and I was kind of tired. And I always arrange to get on the plane first. That's why I have my cane, because I'm kind of slow. And they forgot to tell me, and everybody was starting down the jetway, and so I picked up my stuff and got about halfway down. I realized they'd left something back up, so I went back up. You got to go back through security, because you came back. Security was before we even got to the departure lounge. These guys didn't know what in the world they were doing. They were angry at the world because they had to do something they didn't want to do just to help support something that they didn't believe in. So, I sat there, little sets of three chairs, sat around a few places, and I flopped down into one of the chairs. You can't sit there! No, thank you for calling me sir. So I tried to get up. I was tired. It's a long drive from northern New Hampshire down to Boston. I tried to get up, and I fell. Nobody helped me up.
Thought you were a terrorist.
They could have thought I was a terrorist. Yeah, that's weighed down by the explosives there. No, I was not wearing a mask. Okay, here we go. This is my last poem. It's called Candy. Not candy for you sweet tooth people out there. She is our representative. She represents what we're supposed to be about. Of course she must deny that it occurs. It is against the law in all our land. To claim torture in other lands just blurs the facts of life. But on the other hand, my life tells me, in Boston, I saw the guard and felt the curse of hate, the cutting off of life. It's not the law or land that makes us melt. It's those. It's we who wield the deadly knife. The person dies without the conversation. The touch, the eyes, caress, warmth, tone, the style. the knowing that just words don't make the nation. So let's hold hands, seek eyes, and breathe a while. Deception's grip to break, this be our task. And strangely, one good handle seems the mask.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no, no. That's quite right.